Now, in exercise 5, we're going to take on a big task. This exercise is about testing activities. Now, I don't know about you, but I like to know that if I write code that it works correctly. And so far, the app that we've built, well, it works. It's pretty simple, but the way we know that it works is by running it and manually observing. Ideally, I'd like to get to the point where I can automatically test my activity and know if it's broken in some way. And that's what we're going to do in this exercise. So we're going to modify the say hello activity to support two new requirements. The first requirement is that we can generate a personalized greeting. So you'll type in your name and it will say hello to you. And then secondly, we're going to provide unit tests that verify that our activity does indeed use the personalized greeting and return the correct greeting. There are 6 tasks to exercise 5, and the first thing we're going to do is create a unit test project. Then we will start by creating the test. We're going to write the test first. Then we're going to run our test and see it fail. Then we're going to turn the test green by making it pass, which means we'll go in and modify our activity so that it does the things that are necessary for it to pass. Then in task 6, we'll go into our main program and add the necessary support for personalized greeting there. And then we'll verify both that the unit test passed and that our main program does the personalized greeting. First thing we need to do is add a new test project. So I'm going to just click here. We'll go to our test project. We're going to name our test project helloworkflow.tests. Doesn't matter about what the name of the solution was. Then our test project is going to need some references. So I right-click here and say add reference. We're going to need to reference the project, Hello Workflow. And then we're going to need a .NET reference. So if I click here and type system.a, there's system.activities. And then let's do a little refactoring here. So unit test 1 is not what we want. We're going to change the name to sayhellotest.cs. And here's the refactoring for a C# project and file. That works great. Let's refactor. Now, in this task, we're going to actually write the test first, and then we're going to make it pass. Now we're going to need some usings here at the top of our CS file. So we'll paste those in. So we're using system activities and Hello Workflow. And now we're going to create a test that verifies that we return a greeting with a name. So there is a test method in here already. We're going to locate test method 1 here. And we're going to rename it to say hello, or this should return greeting with name. I have the whole test right here. So I'm just going to copy that and we'll paste it over this guy. All right, so what are we doing here? Well, first of all, we have a dictionary, iDictionary of string object that captures the output. So when Workflow Invoker invokes our activity, it's going to get back some output with some arguments from the workflow. And then we've modified the Workflow Invoker.invoke to do a little initialization here. So we're newing up a say hello, and we're going to set a property called username to test. Now, Visual Studio is telling me we don't have a username property yet. That's right, we don't. But one of the good things about writing the test first is I can think about what it's like to use my activity before I actually write it. I might decide, you know, I don't like username, maybe we should call it just name or whatever, but we kind of think this through from the outside in first. So for now, let's stick with that. And then what we're going to say here in the assert is we're going to say, we assert that the greeting that we get back in the output, so our dictionary should contain a variable named greeting, and the argument will be hello test from workflow 4. So the username is test, so that's our personalized greeting right there. So I just mentioned here in the guidance how you receive in and out arguments. In this case, I used to pass the argument in, I use a public property, but I could create a dictionary of string object and pass the things in that way. All right, so if we build the solution now, of course, this doesn't work because we don't have a definition for username. So we need to fix that. So let's open say hello XAML. And if we click on arguments here, we're going to get a window where we can declare a couple of arguments. So let's click on arguments. And I'm going to create the username argument, which is an in argument of string. Okay, I could initialize it with a default value. I'm not going to. And then we'll create another argument called greeting, which is an out argument of string. Okay, and doesn't get a default value. All right, so arguments you could think of as just like when you declare a method, you create, you know, parameters that it accepts. That's really all we're doing here is just saying what the return type is. And in this case, with a workflow, I can have multiple out arguments, though, not just one. So this kind of gives us the signature of our activity. So now if we build, great, we're working just fine. Now the first thing we want to do is see that our test fails. And why do we want to see that our test fails? Because you might have a bug in your test that causes it always to succeed. Don't laugh, I've done this, right? So, you know, we want to know that our test is indeed working. So if I run my test now, we see that it fails, and the assert expected hello test from workflow 4, but it actually got a null. So that's right, because we didn't do anything with the output argument here. So that's the first step, you know. People often say red, green, refactor, right? So we just saw red. We saw our test failing. Now what we want to do is do just enough to make this test pass, because that test verifies an important requirement for our activity. So the write line activity, yeah, it's nice. It works right to the console, but it's not very testable. So we're going to change our activity design a little bit. Instead of writing directly to the console, we're going to create the greeting. So our activity is changing to just generate a greeting and return it to the host. And the host application, the console app in this case, is going to write it to the console. And that's kind of useful, because what if you wanted to use this from a web page? And maybe you want a page that generates a personalized greeting. Well, now our activity is more useful because it's not assuming that it's in a console. So we need to get rid of this. Let's just delete that. And we need a different kind of activity. And in fact, what we're going to use is an assign activity. So if I look here in the toolbox, there's an assign activity. We'll drag it out here. And then what we need to do is assign to the greeting out argument. So we say greeting. And now we're going to put in here an expression. Now in this case, we're going to use kind of a lengthy expression. And I'm going to just need the properties window, because if the expression's kind of big, putting it in this little box is sort of a pain. So we can click on this, and now I get a much bigger box where I can type in. And so I can say, hello, and we're going to concat this. And I get the good, you know, IntelliSense experience and everything. So we'll use our variable username. You see it there in the IntelliSense. And because this is VB, yes, I know this isn't strictly necessary in VB and .NET 4, but here in this editor it is. If I want to use more than one line, I need to use a line continuation character, this underscore. So I'm going to put that in there and say another ampersand, and we'll say from workflow 4. All right. So now my expression is going to say hello, whatever the username is, from workflow 4. Build our solution. If we've done everything right, that should succeed. Okay, great. Now we need to go in here to Program CS and modify it a little bit so it supports our personalized greeting also. So we've got a test that verifies it, but now we want to make our program do it. So what we want to do is kind of refactor it a little bit. I've got a method here called generate greeting. I'm going to just paste into our application. All right, and so what generate greeting does, let's get rid of our original main here. Generate greeting will invoke our say hello by and passing in our username. It will return the greeting that we're going to display. And then we've changed main here where we just, you know, give you a chance to put in your name. We do a read line, and then we write the greeting that we generated. Okay, and then we put a little thank you and so forth, right? So there we go. Let's build our solution. Good. Now let's verify it. There are two tasks. One is that we're going to verify our tests are passing, and then we'll manually verify the console application. So let's run our test. Good. Now we see that our test is passing. And then if we want to see about the app, let's run it in the debugger this time. So we're going to enter our name. So I'll put in Ron. It says, hello, Ron from Workflow 4. Great. So that's the end of exercise 5. Now, that was a little bit more. And what we saw in this case was, you know, how do we test an activity? How do we pass data in and out of the activity? And so you can see how you do those things, because most activities, frankly, are going to do this kind of thing, not just write messages to the console. So that's the end of exercise 5.